Britain's top law enforcement official, Home Secretary David Blunkett, is on a week-long visit to the United States. He met yesterday with Attorney General John Ashcroft and Homeland Secretary Tom Ridge. They discussed ways the two countries can more easily share intelligence about possible terrorist activities. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
Blunkett is often described in Britain as a social hardliner, although he's a member of the Labour Party. The 55-year-old has come to represent political success through discipline and self-reliance because he was born blind. Home Secretary Blunkett's primary concern at the moment is preventing terrorism from spreading to Britain.
We have stood shoulder to shoulder with the United States in terms of taking on the threat of international terror and are doing now in terms of the military conflict in Iraq. But our security and intelligence services, which work very closely with CIA and FBI here, have been able to monitor, and we've been able to take action against those who have posed a threat. There have been a very large number of arrests. We've been able to hold people.
So there's nothing comparable to our color-coded system here in the United States?
We have an old expression about crying wolf, and we're very aware that if people become too used to very heightened threat levels, they won't take seriously when, as we had a few weeks ago, we believed there was a much more specific threat to Heathrow Airport, and we took action immediately on that. The British population understood why we'd done it. We were able to step it down quickly. And we're making it clear to the population in Britain that they should be alert but not alarmed. And we need to be careful that we give the right sort of information, we give enough information, but that we don't frighten people unnecessarily.
In this country, there have been people who criticize Attorney General Ashcroft for going overboard with regard to incursions against our civil liberties in pursuit of terrorists. Do you see that same kind of public response in Britain?
Well, I think there's a healthy debate. I think one of the great benefits of a free democracy is to be able to challenge those of us who have to balance proportionately security and stability against civil liberties and individual rights.
You were criticized, you finally said we got it wrong, with regard to trying to have greater rights to do surveillance of emails and cell phones. What happened?
Well, we'd passed a piece of legislation through our parliament 3 years ago, and I was open and honest and said, look, we made a mistake in terms of not appreciating where people were at on this. The logging of their telephone calls or their internet communication will not be available widely. It wasn't actually the content of internet communication. It was the logging of the particular connection so that people knew who'd made a call to, who'd logged on to a particular site. And therefore, in counter-terrorism and organized crime cases, we would be able to follow that through.
One of the more interesting aspects of your time in office is connecting social stability, not only to the war on terrorism, but to attacking what you call antisocial behavior at home. I've seen suggestions that from you that immigrants, for example, marry British citizens, that they become more acclimated to the ways of Britain. Do people see this as too aggressive on your part?
We've taken it for granted in the past that people would be part of Great Britain, and those who enter our country and seek naturalization, as has been the case in the United States for 200 years, actually are prepared to integrate, not losing their diversity, not losing their heritage, but being able to communicate, to learn the language, to know something about our institutions and our democracy. You've taken this much more for granted. And now with very large numbers coming in, we're in danger of fractured communities, and I'm very keen indeed that we should avoid that.
British Home Secretary David Blunkett. He plans to tour Baltimore and will speak at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York during his visit to the United States. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.